soccer to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. CAJ hands over water facility to Forestry Department. Government to construct one piped water scheme in every constituency. In international news, funeral held for Kenyan blogger whose death in police custody sparked violent protests. And in sports, Copa Queens to launch Total Energies WAFCON. And now the news in detail. The Centre for Environment Justice has handed over a water facility to the Forestry Department in Serenje to help raise 20,000 assorted seedlings. In a statement, CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Haga Nyambe indicated that Serenje has become a key area for the Centre's projects, with three initiatives already running and a fourth expected. Mr. Nyambe explained that the original plan was to build a nursery shade, but after consultations, the Forestry Department requested support for a water facility instead. The CEJ official noted that the support was made possible through funding from Braid for the World and emphasized ongoing collaboration with the Forestry Department and District Administration to promote reforestation and greening efforts. Meanwhile, Serenje District Commissioner Paul Musua says the handover of the water tank marks a milestone in efforts to protect the environment.
The tank represents more than just a physical asset. It symbolizes our shared commitment to a sustainable future. Let us continue to work together to promote our environment and promote sustainable development. With that, I'm honored to officially hand over this water tank to the Serenje Forest Department. May it serve as a tool to support your noble efforts, and may our collective efforts yield a greener and more sustainable future for generations to come.
And Serenje District Forestry Officer Shadrick Sapwa says the new water facility will enable the department to meet and possibly exceed the target of raising 20,000 seedlings, which would be distributed to institutions such as schools and hospitals.
Initially, we had the solar powered system, but the pump got damaged. Subsequently, the panels were stolen. And so from February 2024, we have had no water until we received this help. Since the installation of the pumps, as far as the last week, now we are proud and very happy as the office to have water after a long, long time.
Nalolo Town Council has awarded a contract to Western Goods Foundation Business Ventures to install streetlights on the newly constructed Moyo Road at 1,861,412 Kwacha 28 Ngwe. In a statement, Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the Moyo Road connects from the Nalolo District Council barrier on the M10 Mongo Senanga to the Palace of Her Royal Highness, the Litunga La Mboela Chieftainess Mbuyo Imwiko. He says phase one of the project will cover the installation of the street lights over a stretch of 1.5 kilometers out of the entire 3.2 kilometer stretch of the road. Mr. Kandimba says the contract was signed on June 26, 2025 and is expected to be completed within 3 months, and the site has since been handed over to the contractor in readiness to commence the works.
Phase one of the project will cover the installation of streetlights over a stretch of 1.5 kilometers out of the entire 3.2 kilometer stretch of the road. The contract was signed on June 26, 2025 and is expected to be completed within 3 months. The site has since been handed over to the contractor in readiness to commence the works. As a local authority, we are optimistic that the street lighting project, once completed, will enhance security and safety for the people, especially at night, as well as add beauty to the newly built road infrastructure in Moyo. As a Council would like to aid the contractor to quickly mobilize and ensure that the project is completed within the stipulated time frame.
Now, government will construct one pipe water scheme in every constituency. Each member of parliament has been asked to submit two proposed sites. Chama South Member of Parliament Davison Mungandu says this will improve the livelihood of people in rural areas who still fetch water from the streams where animals drink from. He has argued that many women and children will be preserved as they at times get attacked by crocodiles when fetching water.
We are going to have commercial boreholes being sunk. Then a water tank will be mounted, recirculated to villages so that people can draw clean drinking water right on their doorstep. This has multiple effects. For us in rural areas, our women have been losing their lives to either crocodiles, elephants, on their way from drinking water drinking points where they share with wild animals. This will be the thing of the past.
On a sad note, a man has been brutally murdered in Vubui district of Eastern Province by a suspected mental health patient from Malawi. The victim, identified as Mateo Banda, was found with his head severed, chest and abdomen ripped open, and both hands and legs completely cut off. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident, stating that the dismembered body was discovered inside the deceased house. Mr. Mwemba says the gruesome act is believed to have occurred on Thursday, July 3rd, between 14 hours and 18 hours at Koka Farm in Chief Pemba Moyo's area. He reveals that the suspect is believed to have crossed into Zambia from Kapita village in Chief Mlonyeni's area, Mchinji district, Malawi, on Tuesday, 1st July. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect had been seen loitering near farms around Adiodio Primary School and looked like a mental health patient. He states that the suspect has been apprehended and investigations have since been instituted. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, is intensifying preparations to transition from manual to digital revenue collection. During Friday's second ordinary council meeting at the Civic Center, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala urged council officials to expedite the rollout of the digital system to enable residents pay council obligations conveniently. Ms. Chitangala says this move will help curb financial pilferage in markets and maximize revenue collection. She says the digital system will enhance transparency and accountability in revenue collection, reducing opportunities for corruption. The mayor added that once the system is put in place, the council's revenue streams will be diversified, enabling the council to fund more development projects. The councillors also backed the mayor's call, citing benefits such as increased revenue and reduced queues at the Civic Center. We take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.